Hi, this is Chris Stagg and welcome to episode 4 of Words and Sound. We're going to be doing things a bit different this week and probably for the coming weeks over the next few months. We're all stuck at home in isolation. I can't get into the studio at the moment, but we will have guests coming up soon who are going to be interviewed over the phone. But this week though, it's just me, and coming up on today's show, we're going to have a brand new track from Leanne Louise. We'll also be taking a look at Spoken Word Piece by Tom Waits, and we'll also have a look at soundscapes and how they can help your creative work. And finally, we'll have the first in a new series on the show, which is looking at opportunities available to people to use as resources or indeed to apply to with your own creative work. All music today is picked by me, and we're going to start things off with a bit of Space and Neighbourhood. We're going to talk about soundscapes a little now, and soundscapes are audio representations that are captured for a specific purpose. Soundscapes are used to create emotions or invoke certain memories or feelings or moods, or to convey a certain idea, and ultimately they're meant to enclose and immerse you in a particular way. Now, they have a very wide-ranging set of applications, including such diverse fields as computing and architecture and even healthcare. But in the context of the arts, you're most probably going to hear soundscapes in dance or theatre or even film. So you could say that a film's soundtrack is the soundscape to it, because It's been specifically picked by probably the director, in the case of Quentin Tarantino or Robert Rodriguez, to convey a certain idea about the film. So in Tarantino's work, it's very, very, very much old-fashioned music, in the sense that there'll be a lot of 70s and 60s tracks and that kind of thing, because that's the style that he likes, and it's the style and the sound he wants to come across in the film, and all the kind of emotions that comes through. He's got a very certain style of making his films, and that's supported by the soundscapes that he creates. But in terms of the creative arts, which is for the practitioner rather than the audience or the viewer, soundscapes can also be used to aid creativity. So for example, if you are painting a storm scene, then you might listen to a soundscape of natural stormy weather, or even a song with lyrics that evoke pictures of storms and rain and that kind of thing. And the idea would be that if you were painting that picture and you had that music playing at the same time, it would aid you in your creativity. It would help in your mind to conjure all these feelings and thoughts, and the images as well. And of course, that in turn would then, in theory, help to influence the work that you're making. Now, it is something that I've used before, and I'm going to play you a piece now that is one of those pieces that I've listened to before when I've been working on something myself. Now, this is from an Icelandic band called Moom, which is M-U-M, with one of those little lines over the U, but it's pronounced Moom. And I've used this particular track to invoke a sense of loneliness and isolation if I needed it in something that I'm working on. Now, this isn't an easy piece of music to listen to at all, and the band actually recorded it in an abandoned lighthouse where they stayed completely isolated over the course of 3 months or so to create their album that this is from. And they really, really capture a sense of the sea and the coast, and a real lonely, dark feeling that goes across the entire album, and particularly this track. So please do listen and enjoy Moom, Will the Summer Make Good for All of Our Sins.
Thank you.
Well, it's time now to take a look at opportunities that are available. And, do you know, I'm thinking that if this is going to be a regular feature that we have on the show, then we really need a little bit of intro music and a nice mellow bed for me to speak over, which I haven't got. And I'm not going to get to the studio anytime soon. It'll probably take me quite a while to work out. But if anyone listening wants to save me a lot of time and send me some music that I could use, then that would be wonderful. I'll tell you how you can get in touch with me at the end of the show. But anyway, the first opportunity that we're going to look at that you can get involved with is from a writers group in Hull. Now, this is from Middlechild Theatre Company, and they would normally have applications open now for their writers group with playwright Tom Wells. However, obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic and our movement is completely limited for who knows how long for. So Tom has very kindly shared online some weekly writing exercises that first-time writers can really get to grips with. My understanding is that if you follow these writing exercises every week, then by the end of it, you should have the tools you need to write your first play. It would be like a 5-10 minute short play as well, but nonetheless, it'd be your first play. And then that in itself would be ready for scratch nights and other opportunities, because a lot of playwriting opportunities come up that are looking for one act plays that are 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes long. So if you're interested in playwriting but have never thought about it, doing it before, how you approach it, then this is a good place to start. It's got a really, really long link to get to, so I'm not gonna, there's no point in me saying it out loud. So what I'll do is I will put it on the website at the end. The actual theatre company is www.middlechildtheatre.co.uk. That's middlechildtheatre.co.uk. Loads of other stuff after that web address to get to this actual thing, but I'm sure if you go onto that website, you'll find the opportunity itself. But I will put it on the podcast description on the Phoenix FM website as well. Now, the next opportunity we're going to look at, this is actually, in the times that we're in, this is from the Arts Council England. This is really, really important. It's actually for people who are already working in the arts, and it's some support for financial support for artists, creative practitioners and freelancers. And Arts Council England are making £20 million available to individuals working in the culture sector. It includes artists, creative practitioners and freelancers. There's a few different schemes, I believe, but this one is specifically for people already working in creative capacity who already have received some form of creative public funding. So this one is for people working in music, theatre, dance, visual arts, literature, combined arts, music practice. And this work also includes choreographers, writers, translators, producers, editors, freelance educators in the disciplines and art forms, the Arts Council England support, composers, directors, designers, artists, craft makers and curators. And it even includes magicians and comedians can apply for the fund as well, as long as they have a track record of receiving public funding for their work. So this is very much for people already working in the field who maybe have been hit by the pandemic at the moment and need some financial support. So potential applicants need to register online by Friday the 3rd of April, and then there'll be a process to follow after that. Now, the website for this is a pretty long one, so it's going to be up on the website afterwards on the Phoenix FM website and in the podcast description. But if you go to Arts Council England, it's going to be on there as well. But we will have it on our details as well. Don't worry about that. The last one I'm going to talk about is a biggie, and this is from the BBC, the BBC Writers' Room. And they used to do a thing where you could send scripts to them throughout the year. And you still can send scripts to the BBC. However, they have two windows a year, so they run it in 6 monthly cycles. And there's one for drama, and then there's this one, which is for comedy. And this is open until, I believe, the 20th of April. So it opened Monday, just gone. And so you've got another couple of weeks yet, and it closes the 20th of April at 5 p.m. And they are looking for 30 minutes or 30 pages of a comedy script. Now, they're looking for completely original voices. They don't want more of the same, but this is an amazing, amazing opportunity. They're looking for scripts for TV, film, radio or stage, or online as well, it can be for. And what you get out of the end of it is quite good. At the end of the process, a group of writers between 10 and 15 will be selected to join the BBC Comedy Room Writer Development Group for 2020-21. The script room open calls are not competitions, but a means by which the BBC seeks out the best writing talent in either drama or comedy. They look for writers with the strongest potential to be developed and produced for BBC broadcast. They could be new to writing, or they could be new to the BBC but have written before. You could be a playwright, or you could write for TV, or you could write for radio, or you could have written nothing at all. Anyone can apply to this, and it's the point of the program is not to think, okay, I've got a great idea for a script and I'm going to go on this. This could be developed into a program at the end of it. That's highly, highly unlikely. The point of it is they want a script to go in and they want to pick people for a development program. And I believe at the end of that, you do come up with the finished article. There's no guarantee that they would then commission a piece from you. However, a lot of people have actually gone through the program and had success afterwards other places. So it really is a platform of training and making the contacts that you need. And this is obviously the first step. So it's comedy right now. If you go onto bbc.co.uk writers room and then opportunities, right on the front page, very, very big is the script room opportunity. And they use an online portal as well, which you have to register for. Again, you can have all those details on the Phoenix FM website and, of course, the podcast description. Phew, do you know, I really do need a bit of music for that. It would be great to have a little ending jingle and something to talk over as it was going on as well. Anyway, I think that we need to change the mood a bit after that moon piece, and we're going to have a complete change of mood. So let's have a bit of jazz from the late, great Charlie Parker, and this is My Old Flame. Thank you. time now to take a look at an absolute favourite of mine. This is a spoken word track from the absolute master, Tom Waits. And if you don't know Tom, he is a multi-talented artist. And I think we'll probably end up doing a longer look at him in a future episode. But Tom Waits is an actor, a philosopher and storyteller, and even an inventor of instruments. But he's most notable as a musician who started in the 70s with a very, very strong jazz feel to him, who's still releasing music very occasionally today. I think his last album was probably a good 10 years-ish ago. But his music has expanded over the years into blues and rock, but into some very surreal and experimental ways as well. He's famously recorded some of his music in his own bathroom. And in all these different genres that he's experimented with, he's always had a focus on the down and outs and the stranger characters in society. And he's always produced the occasional spoken word track. I remember one of his very, very early ones was called Small Change, which is really good. It's got a lovely saxophone piece at the beginning as well. And you kind of hear the strike of a match as he lights his cigarette and as he's telling this story about the small change guy. But this one is from 1999's Mule Variation, which is an absolutely stunning album, by the way, one of my favourites. And the track is called What's He Building? This was the first Waits track that I ever heard, and it completely blew me away. I just had to go off after that and find all this other music from him and all the different directions you can go from his music, because he covers so many genres. But this track itself talks about paranoia and obsession and gets quite dark and surreal in places, but we're always left wondering about the motives of the narrator themselves. So please do take a moment to listen to this and enjoy this masterful piece of storytelling from Tom Waits from Mule Variations, What's He Building?
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this episode. Really hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you will find those opportunities I listed useful. If you have any resources or opportunities or tips for creative practitioners that you want to send in, then please do get in touch with me. Send me a tweet or a DM on Twitter, which is at CW_STAGG, or you can email me chris@cwstag.com. Now we've got time for one more track, and this is a brand new one from friend of the show, Leanne Louise. But just before I go, thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Here's Leanne Louise with Judgment Day.
Have I ever let you down before? I could be the one you're searching for. But you lied in the faces of judgment. You lied on the Bible to me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But have I ever let you down before? Have I ever let you down before? I could be the one you're searching for. But you lied in the faces of judgment. You lied on the Bible to me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But have I ever let you down before? Two sides to a story and screenshots. You're lucky I my mouth shut. I know that you can't be trusted. Only here when you're needing something. I know your fuck-ups and problems. I tried my hardest to solve them. I really thought we could work this out. But it's judgment day, judgment day, judgment day. Boy, it's judgment day, judgment day, judgment. Have I ever let you down?